It's something that I'm probably conscious of myself. I have two young children, and I suppose post the pandemic, when people were locked up in their homes, it is something that I suppose has become more of an issue. I think if you talk to Parentline, for instance, they'll tell you that there's a significant rise in calls from parents with concerns in that area.
And indeed, it is something that is becoming more and more popular as the years progress. So something does need to be done urgently before it does escalate even further.
Yeah, I suppose, look, there are various concerns. Like some of the games are designed with a addiction feeding design, and I suppose also the idea of loot boxes where children are looking, always getting onto their parents to pay for extra, let's say an extra, to get up an extra level or to get an extra tool or whatever it is to play with on the game. And it's things like that that certainly, if you like, are issues that are of concern. And I suppose it's sometimes it's easy to install these games, but it can be difficult to uninstall them. And I think there are some of the issues. It should be as easy to uninstall as it is to install a game.
And some of these games, indeed, there is a violent nature to them as well.
Absolutely. I think one of the concerns is, I suppose, what children are being exposed to. And definitely there's a rating system in terms of with clear information there, but that doesn't stop children logging on to them, I suppose, and it does need parental care as well. And I suppose part of it is to show parents how to approach or what they can do to help to manage their children's use of games. There's all sorts of tools and ways in which people can help to, if you like, manage and restrict the level of usage of games and gaming.